So I managed to, but I knew something wrong. So slowly I made the program, not very long also, cut short. And I went and then I realized, you know, it was like after the night, I was taken like from my certain guides who were helping me. And I realized then, like I was taken to some godly world that particular night, just clear, then I knew what has happened to me. But that time also, okay, I was okay. Normally, I mean, even that time, okay, that the crowd, my organizers, some of them, they were telling, Bhante, maybe because of so much crowd, you were feeling like that. I said, no, I don't feel like that now. Maybe when I was a young boy. Now, one thing I saw that when I used to go to these particular gatherings, I used to feel even the gathering goes into that stage, I realized there are like thousands of people, but they are like in silence. Like you're in a deep, like in a jungle. So I, and sometimes who comes behind me, they get the same feeling. Now we had the next program, which was really nice, where they are now making the monastery. But I'm sure I will only do programs or some training. But I always thought I'll be same like this without a monastery. So I handed over to the trust to look after that. And when we were going, there was some arch where when we returned back, I asked who normally goes behind me, did you notice that arch? They were telling they were, you know, they had done something to that particular building. He said, Bhante, it's a funny thing, when I was going with you, I was not noticing anything. So I knew he has got into my same consciousness. Like you don't feel anything around you. And you're in a kind of, you know, that inner world is something more like that, my friend. So this is something I hope now also I can transmit some of it, where you will open up that part of the brain which normally comes out of meditation for a long period. And then the world outside you, the difficulties, troubles you get from the world, the world will be there, but you begin not to feel it slowly, slowly. So this is something we are to get from our, you know, ancient wisdom, from our parts of the world. Of course, we have all these pujas and all that, but we are not tasting the real essence of the master. So, how many of you know that I had to face near death and that you're seeing a ghost now? You've heard? No, all of you know, I think, here. Yeah. Isn't it? I think it's not like... okay. Because I want to tell one thing, I'm not coming as a monk who... Because I see it, this is not for me any delight to come like this. I have nothing to enjoy here. I only enjoy if you tell me something, there's some kind of mystical thing, something. So I find in Himalayas and sometimes Sri Lankan, the ancient, you know, the Arhants where they stayed, those places really interest me externally as a place to visit. Even Buddha Gaya I like very much. But one thing, I was so happy, even yesterday, it was one of my happy moments, really. Reason is, though there were certain people, I told some people to sort of, who have some problems, end of the program, just to slightly raise hand, just to get my strength, so when I did, there were one or two people, I remember slightly, he looked such a young person. I hope you are not recognized, because I just want to tell only the where I saw him also, and I of course blessed all of them. But they happened to come to where I'm staying, the monastery, and offer something. And when I got to know the trouble the person was having, I was thinking, if I only came to meet him, that's enough for me. This is all my whole mission. I was so, and it happened several places. One place was in Italy also. And that gathering, I know they were like all brought to gallows. This one crowd I saw, now this crowd looks a little better, not little, quite okay. But there, that crowd looked like they, it took me 1 hour to get a smile out of them. Smile means some, the joy I experienced, at least some part of it. And I was so happy. Like children, when 1 hour passed, they were all happy. You may have problems, but you feel it because you're also not clean inside you. Clean means you so much identify with the problem. You identify because you still have so much idea of wrong idea of self. You think something which is not you as you, and it has been not. You have to train specially to notice that. If you are not trained, you will notice the normal way, the natural way. You feel my body. This body is me, and the thoughts are me. The consciousness is me. What I saw, the memory is me. So unless you have a proper reflection of it and kind of Mahatma Basil, Matikan. Who was that seated next to you? Yeah, because in this trip also I'm meeting very interesting people, you know. Very interesting people I'm meeting all the way. I can see this is like kind of a opening of a cosmic mission. And surely I'm meeting the family from the cosmic family in a certain way. Yeah, I could hear some people also. I was in one Imperial Hotel. I think we had a program there. Yeah, he was... So I stayed 1 or 2 days, and when I was leaving, I happened to bring the staff there because I wanted to, because he's my friend who is, or devotee who is looking out, who is owning the hotel. So I thought maybe I can be there like my place a bit. So there was some, I don't know, from Poland or somewhere, there's people who are working there. And I was so happy that something in their lives, like yesterday, I'm thinking. Then I was thinking, if I didn't come, this would not happen. So if I waited until I become a perfect arahant, I'll be a sort of depriving so many people certain, you know, the next step they have to go. So that was some, I can see already on my trip that there was this purpose for it. There's a purpose for it. And my main other idea was just to create a kind of a, just to touch those places, those land. And that's why Italy also was concerned to go. And it did happen on its own. They organized suddenly. So I can sort of implant this energy. And I'm sure it will create whatever I can do for this particular, creating certain, an unseen sort of a field, so that, you know, humanity and people will get some blessings and protection from this master, the master's main, this thing, which he had the infinite compassion. And we are supporting his mission in a certain way, or getting aligned with that, and placing our life so that we can sort of be a kind of a transmitter of this particular, you know, if there are few beings even in this planet who are actually aligned with that purity and self-realization, complete destruction of this planet cannot take place. It can't. You're going to... I had a nice experience in Rishikesh one time. So in Rishikesh, I needed warm clothes suddenly. I was just suddenly planned to go to Badri, now the Himalaya further up. So then there was one near Shivananda Ashram, there's one Swamiji, Sri Lankan Swami. So I went to him and he gave me all the clothes. So anyway, I came to return back. Oh, then he noticed that I had no shoes. So then he suddenly told, Kali Yuga has not come yet. He had a meaning, you know. Just keeping, now I think, not shoes. If I don't have a cell phone, I'll be stopping the Kali Yuga going on. I am not putting that much standard, but I'm putting the standard of cell phone for monks. Because as far as I know, whatever we experienced, it was when we were in a certain degree of solitude of with nature. We just now stopped one place just to pass time. I remember the same and similar atmosphere. We used to go for walks. I used to have this habit of going for walks in southern Africa, Lesotho. And then only, just that environment and just being with yourself just sparked certain insight. And later on, it was always when I was in, say, in the forest, especially as a young yogi, in a silent, solitary place, and not sort of filling the mind with a lot of knowledge, no. Just had these books, the spiritual books, the, like the suttas, just a page or so, not many suttas, and then contemplating those things. And just relaxing, not trying to attain something or something, just relaxing, reading a bit, practicing a little bit metta, and then also suddenly there were these insights which still echo in my system, which gives me inspired, because I see that is where the end, that is where the that place is seen, the place of liberation, place of wisdom. So only it's a matter of time, you have to repeat it and keep focused towards that. So my friends, that's why I would see this simplicity. I would recommend, even if you want to read the spiritual books, don't use the laptop or whatever. You just get some romantic feeling. You have a small candlelight maybe. The ancient monks, they in the caves, they use these things to. And I can guarantee myself too, this, when I spent like that only, I had certain things. Even in the yogic way, in the Himalayas, and with a certain master one period, like he was not talking to me, you know, he first sent a ticket when I was 27. This is where my father got first the belief that with meditation he will get money also. Because he was thinking, you know, he's meditating, what will be his future? I can't just guarantee he has money, I keep money for him or something. So he tried to push me for a degree. So I did, this is a long story, I went for that also. But then, around 25, 26, I used to go to the forest, come back like that, 22, 23, with my teacher I used to stay. But 26, 27, I knew, I had some idea also that things were changing, my destiny was forming. There, somebody like said, gave a call when I was at home to my father and said, is Shanaka there? And these are not known people. They said, what was it? That some in a dream or something, that somebody has told to send get my ticket to go to India quickly. That one particular guru. And they were worried that I would not accept it. So they told me, Shanaka, it tells me that he's here now, that we want to get buy his ticket to go. So my father, you know, he's a very practical man. Down to earth, he would think very, you know, so he was wondering, there he got some faith, there's something behind. And this all happened that time, then I went to India. And there also the particular master who called me, actually he was seeing that you know, whatever he wants to train that time is now going to be used for the future. So there, but still he didn't speak to me at all. He just ignored me for 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 1 month. I was wondering why he just told me to come and he arranged everything in such a mystical way. And then I'm here and nothing is happening. I was frustrated and I left to another mountain. And I was with some biscuits and had a small statue of a certain deity. And I was just meditating there. I was fed up. I didn't want to go near the ashram where that place was. So I was just meditating. And then one night when I came to like a very empty shelter, I used to sleep in that shelter, go daytime to that mountain. At a particular time, I never forget. Now normally you have the Sankranti. I don't know whether you know Sankranti. In the, you know, the Tamil people, the Hindu people, they very much follow this. Like around January, you have like the sun, the earth changed direction. It goes turns back and goes towards the sun, my friend. So this turning, the Sankranti is actually where, like it is said, Uttarayana. Normally the when I remember, after a long time I'm recalling this particular aspect. So normally your cycle, like your spiritual thing also, starts to energize because it's going towards the Himalayas, this kind of magnetic field, this energy. So who knows this particular auspicious time, they wait for this time according to the, you know, the normally the Hindu old, if you look at the ancient texts, some people waited for that moment to die also, to leave the body. So so this particular, exactly that particular time, I never forget, I was about to lie down. I remember Anandahamdra, where I was, you know, like after meditating, I was about to lie down. Before just keeping my head, I could feel a presence of somebody. And suddenly, like something, you know, like I could feel an influence of an invisible force to the stomach and to the forehead, like this. And like an energy blast, a strong energy going and just like going out of my. I don't want to explain it further what it is, but there came to my mind anything I wish, anything I would think it will happen. There's any force in that. So, of course, now I use that, I mean, I use these practices for only one purpose. I wish for your happiness. So, I thought if such a thing happens to like person like Hitler or somebody, I don't think it happens. It happens, those energies come with compassion. They have a kind of a, you know, law. So that time also I remember it was in those mountains. I remember in the simple life, just going to the open space, no shelter, and meditating there. And later on, of course, in caves I happen to stay. I'm just stressing the point of, so you can't go like that, that's not necessary, but in your room also, imagine yourself like you are in a, it's kind of a, you know, that how those ancient saints stayed, and let me also get their spirit and just read those books, little meditate, so that you have the same feeling of solitude.